I pick up the next story is the thing about the fires. And so wait, I might start to wake up.
Everybody.
And one of them. Okay, all of a sudden the idea of thanks for Green Day, the idea of giving thanks, and a kind of a peculiar celebration begins to sort of take place in mind. And one of them, on this thanks, giving the rhythm of the syllables that's over here. I don't want this to go this completely different opposite direction, but it's not coherent. So what is taking place as a rhythm is a sense of poetry and imagery craft. It's terrible, Teddy. It only happens over time. And one of them was Thanksgiving Day. He turned to her and in his own familiar way says, I thank you. And one of them on this Thanksgiving Day, in his unfamiliar way, he says, I thank you. Oh, yeah. Trying to build up here, you know, trying to give you a little more character, give you a little more idea about time and place, but still trying to give you a clue about the people. And then, you know, when you know a little more about the people, pretty much like in a play or a story. When there are people and you care about what happens to the people, you know, I mean, if they're believable, then you're going to care a lot more when something actually does happen, either good or bad. And that's what I'm building up here. You know, that just happens to be the way this song takes place. You know, it could have started out very much like, you know, flowers on a Thanksgiving Day, you know, on a street in an eastern city. They're not pretty, but they're more, you know, than enough for, you know, I might take it that way. That's not the way I've chosen to go at this particular juncture. And in his own familiar way says, I thank you that you never, never mind. And I would do this if I'm having a race, when I write on a pad, right on a legal pad, and it's easier for me to cross it out with a pen. Don't ask me why, it's just something psychological. I don't like to write with a pencil. It just feels too hard, but a pen flows and I'll be writing, you know, and I might write this. And instead of erasing that, I just mark a line through it right up above it. And I guess I should have brought one of my more recent songs so you could take a look and see what it looks like. I'm told that Emily Dickinson did much the same thing with envelopes. And that's the way I write, you know. Okay, and in his own familiar way says, I thank you that you take the time. And see, that's a common thing for me too. Is I think faster than I can write. You know, I'm written down value, time, say, you know, and I would know what I meant, but if someone looked at that, they wouldn't. Thank you. Okay, I'll try to write this where you can read a little bit. That you take the time to say, we'll be all right. Not wanting to say, I love you, you know, maybe wanting to say more than that, you know, I love you is a little general for what I want. We'll be all right. Okay, now I've got that much, and we'll probably try to get like this. Since I'm going for what I think right now, I feel like it's going to be a verse, chorus, verse, which is to say, you know, a verse of so many lines, and a chorus, and the chorus, going to be the grammar. Now, I don't mean to use Madison Avenue, but terminology. But that's what I want. In other words, I want the chorus, you know, I mean, if you've got any kind of empathy at all in you, hopefully I will draw some of that out as you hear this. And then when I hit you with the chorus, and it's already going to take place in my mind, even though I've not written it, because I know something of what I want it to be. I want it to be positive. I want to have that kind of melody that almost draws all the feeling out of you that, that there is. The kind, maybe the first time you heard, there are those melodies that, well, for instance, like the melody of And I Love Her So, the chorus on that. I mean, there's a simplicity there, but it just really kind of, you know, if you've ever loved anybody, you know what that melody say. You can really hear it. Okay, well. Strangers on a stranger shore, they don't seem to feel at home anymore, not like before. They're old enough to know the score. And then, from the standpoint of craft, I would do the same thing again, pretty close. One of them. Okay, see, now automatically, I can't use the same kind of words, so I start thinking, how can I say that and cut out some of the words? Okay, I might go for this, and on this very Thanksgiving day, you know, all of a sudden I don't even say I'm one of them. You know, you realize that there's two strangers. You know, he turns to her, you know, there's two. Now you know, I don't have to go back here. And that happened because I was trying to stay true to my craft. If I had gone ahead and said, well, I don't care, and said, and one of them, I would have had, I think, an unnecessary redundancy in there. I mean, it would work all right, but it, so it's, and on this very Thanksgiving day, he turns to her his own way and says thank you. Now I'm going to do something different melodically. I don't want to do the same thing. I want to lift it a little bit, so. Says thank you, that you take the time to say we'll be alright.
Flower. Okay.
Students. Speaks and... Speaks all in. And she feels just like queen. And she can't hide the tears. See, it's beginning to happen in my head, and I can't explain it to you. It just is. And together, they will weather all the coming years. Okay, now here, now this last line is crucial. I can say anything there. But there's only one thing that's going to work, and it's going to satisfy me. And it's going to be, here again to use national terminology, it's going to be the hook. It's going to be the thing that really, you know, tells you what I'm trying to do with all this. That's the way I've set it up. It wouldn't have to be that way, you know. But that's the way I've set up the chorus. So, you know, when I get stumped on a line like that, I go back through it. I will go over this first part more than that. Strangers on the stranger shore, they're not seen to feel at home anymore. Okay, I might change feel. I might decide feel is too vague. And, you know, I want a one word syllable there, so I might go for B. And if I don't like that, if I decide feel is better, I'll go back and, you know, use feel. Strangers on the stranger shore, they don't seem to be at home anymore, not like before. They're old enough to know the score. And on this very Thanksgiving day, he turns to her. Okay, instead of and, there's no need for and there. That's an extra syllable, and that doesn't, the melody doesn't flow as smoothly as without it. Notice, I mean, I think so. And on this very Thanksgiving day, he turns to her and knows, he turns to her in his own familiar way. Now all of a sudden, in his own way, I'm not sure we need familiar there, in his own way would say, you know, would say enough. Familiar there is just going to complicate the melody. And it's a word that gets in the way. It's not all that essential because I'm going to, you know, I'm already building the fact that, you know, they're probably pretty close. You know, you're beginning to get that feeling, and by the time you get to the chorus, you know that. So familiar is not an essential word there. Unless I go over it and it really haunts me, and then I'll go back and try to figure out some way to get it in there without sacrificing the melody. You know, I might take out, you know, it's trying to say it just exactly the way I want to say it. You know, it's that craft. You know, I would work on that line if I really convinced it. And then there's home. And on this very Thanksgiving day. Now that's a little awkward, but it doesn't bother me that much because it accentuates Thanksgiving. And that's what I want. You know, I want you to pick out that line. This is Thanksgiving Day. And so, you know. You know, I mean, very obviously on purpose, I want it to stand out. And on this very Thanksgiving day, he turns to her in his own way and says thank you that you take the time to say be all right. I changed that a little bit there. Not sure what I'm into or not. Like I say, I'd go over that if I was more locked in before I proceed. But I'm, you know, since it's an experiment, I'm trying to just go ahead and flow.
And the flowers that he buys her speaks of all the years.
Okay, that's number what I did before, and I don't like that as much as that is what I did before. I mean, it doesn't seem to, you know it.
And the flowers that he buzzes speaks of all the years.
I like that better because it has that kind of poignancy in there I want, you know. And just the omission of that chord because of the way the new melody is structured, you know, one of the strongest progressions in music is. Just look through, you know, songs like I Believe in Music and some of those things, and that's what it is. And Vincent, I think, and a number of the Bee Gees things from their early things. There's a lot of songs that progression is.
And the flowers that he buys us speaks of all years.
I could go up or go down, and that, you know, now I'm beginning to struggle a little bit, trying to decide, well, you know, just stop a minute, you know, and not get so preoccupied with going up and down, and just stop and then just try to sing it again and let naturally what happens, you know, see how that develops.
And the flowers that he buys us speaks of all the years, and she feels just like a queen, she can't hide the tears, and together.
Now I'm beginning to stretch to, okay, now how do I capsulize that? What am I really trying to say? And okay, maybe I'm going for. That's a personal feeling right now. You know, I don't want to say that. I want to say something about, you know, they'll make it because of something, or this day they'll always remember, or something. So at the same time, I don't want to say anything so trite that it doesn't stick out. See, in other words, I don't feel like, by and large, what I have here is so, you know, so profound, but it's not trite either. You know, it's not like something that's not going to stick with you because of the way it's put together. But if I come in here and say something, well, and together they will weather all the coming years because they love each other. You know, that's all right, but it's not. It doesn't make it. It doesn't say it. You know, there's got to be something there, something that'll work. And so I'll go back and try the chorus again.
And the flower that he buys us speaks of all the years. And she feels just like a queen, and she can't hide the tears.
Now I've decided, melodic, I want to do something than what I did before, so.
And together they will weather all the coming years.
Okay, that doesn't go. That doesn't, you know, I don't like what that does, so. So I'll go back.
And the flower that he buys us speaks of all the years. And she feels just like a queen, she can't hide the tears.
And I like this progression.
And together they will weather all the coming years.
Then it's coming down. See, I took you up there, you know, melodically. I really went da da, and I'm bringing it back down. And then I'm going to lay that line on you, you know, and that's what you're going to remember out of the song. That's why that line has got to be right. It's got to be right.
And the flower. Everybody speaks of all the years, and she feels just like a queen. She can't hide the tears.
The notice is I keep it up there in the upper range. There's still some tension there. There's still a little bit of, you know, something, you know, and you're wanting a release from that. So that's what I'll do, you know, I'll come back down. Not thinking ahead, you know, like, well, I need to come back down because there's intention. But that's what the artist in me tells me. That's what the writer in me tells me. He tells me that's right. That's the thing you can't teach. That's the thing you can't buy. That sense of it's time to do this. And no one can teach you that. It's just an intuitive sense that you have. Now, someone might disagree, say, well, you know, I think you ought to keep it up there. Well, that, you know, that's, your, that, that's a personal thing. But, you know, my, the artist in me, the creative person in me, tells me to bring that back down.
And the flower that you bought speaks of all the years. And she feels just like a queen, and she can't hide the tears. And together they will weather all the coming years.
Okay, now. I'm going through this just like I write a song. You know, I can just throw something together for the sake of experiment, but I'm trying to give you a sense of what happens. First of all, I wouldn't not be sitting down, and I would sit there and play with my beard. Perry Floyd is in here, we were talking, comparing notes and writing. He gets up and walks around the window. You know, I don't, you know, I would sit there. You see, some of you can't do it. No, I wouldn't do that. I mean, not in this song, because, you know, like I said, this is going to be the thing that's really going to tie it all up. that might work as a title. Everyone can find a home in love. That might be a little too abstract. I'll try. Because see, for love knows no strangers, it's not enough to complete the thought for me.
And the flowers that he buys her speak to all the years. And she feels just like a queen, and she can't hide the tears. And together they will weather all the coming years. For love knows no strangers, and everyone can find a home.
Okay, now, I'll give you time for questions. I won't, you know, I'm not sure that I would exactly keep that, but it's pretty close. It's, one of the things that I'm really particular about, very peculiar about in a sense, is I don't like to repeat words unless it's really, really absolutely necessary. I've been known to spend 30 minutes on one line just to keep from repeating the word, though it may say the same thing. I just feel like for love knows no strangers, and everyone can find a home in love. Now to me, love in both those places weakens one another, you know. For lovers are never strangers, you know. For lovers are never strangers, and everyone can find a home in love. I might do that, I don't know. But I did want to give you a chance for some questions. So, yes, Dale.
I hate to do this, but I'm not knocking your creativity. It's really great. But picking up on this story, the thing that reached out and grabbed me by the start is he mentioned the old clothes, the ragged appearance. And I was thinking that maybe somehow you could bring into the fact that even though they are poor and begraddled, that they still have something to be thankful for on some given day. Or something like
that. That's a whole other thing.
Not really.
Yeah, it really is. Because you can have too many things in the
story. It's important to this story.
Well, see, that's not what jumped out at me, though.
Yeah, that's the thing I want to comment on. That's not what hit George. That's not what he's speaking to. It doesn't hit if you can't write it.
Yeah,
that's good. Well, that's why I said that.
I can't wait for the gray sky, you know, or the chilling wind. See, that's sort of what hit me, you know, and their warm love, you know, every single one of us. I guess that's something different to say that.
Well, of course, and that is, you know, that's one of the real mystical aspects of the whole process of creativity, because Carol would write a completely different thing from this, I think. I'm sure it would take on a lot different shape, and Dale obviously would do something different. And you could include those different elements in there, but that's not what jumped out at me, because of my makeup and something of who I am, something of what I saw. See, I saw a certain picture, you know, when you were talking. And when I was writing this, I immediately decided that I wanted this to be a positive kind of thing. I really wanted to emphasize the idea, you know, of the flower, and it makes her feel good, and this kind of thing on Thanksgiving Day. And a lot of what I write, there's sort of a built-in ambiguity. You know, there's a lot unsaid there that is left unsaid on purpose. Although, I really see how you could, you could have started this out with the ragged clothes and tired faces beneath the winter chilling sky, you know. And, you know, you said that in one line. You basically captured all that. They walk alone, but they're not alone. They walk alone, yet not alone, and who knows why. And all of a sudden you're bringing a whole different kind of thing into it.
George, there were several things that struck me about that, and I can still see that as though it happened yesterday. The spontaneity with which he did this was the thing that impressed me. They got even with this little old shop, and he saw the piece of things, these little gardening that were rather pathetic with the thing. And this man was selling 25 cents each, and he just impulsively, spontaneously went over and did this. And then she had this old shaggy gray coat on, and he pinned that on her with all the aplomb, you know, that like he was giving her a congressional level on. I just stood there, and tears filled my eyes. I thought, okay, that made my thing to me. And I went there alone. I think that it dramatized the importance of it to me. It was, and I think your words that we'll be all right, I think in a sense that's what came across in that incident. There was a feeling almost, you know, what's going to be all right. And it was a, you know, kind of a celebration of their relationship. And I think it was really a very beautiful thing. And it was done with utter spontaneity. I just did that, and it just made my thing to me.
Now, you know, there are moments like that. Just, That's really where, you know, right, the writing thing comes from. Even if I were in your place and I wouldn't have written the song then, probably if it would have made the kind of impact on me that it made on you, eventually I would have come out and solved it some way or another. That's what I thought about the unconscious kind of thing. I don't write, in fact, hardly ever now, you know, when an event happens, even if it's significant, I don't automatically write. You know, the minute that happens, you know, go and just try to find a piece of paper. I sort of let it ferment, let it grow a little bit. And that's what it does. There's a song I'm working on right now that's a result of my seeing Bell Amherst. And, you know, that sort of, you know, that is happening, you know, little by little. But when it's time, when I really want to sit down and write, when there's that kind of undefinable something that says, it's ready. It's ready. This is what happens. There may well be some unconscious struggle long before that. But actually, this happened a lot faster than many times it happened. Your story was such a touching one that there were some things that just automatically called themselves. There might be something else that I wanted to write about, and it was ready, but it still was a struggle because maybe I'd said it before, but in a different way, and I just didn't want to. I didn't want it to be happy. Ron?
Has you ever written a song for someone else or a story or a thing for somebody else?
What now?
Have you ever written for somebody else? Somebody's experienced something, wanted you to write a song?
Yes. I've done that a couple of times. Of course, I've done that, someone commissioned me to write a song for this and that. But there was one person that gave me a title one time, and she was a dear friend. The title intrigued me, and she wanted a song. And, you know, I mean, it was, you know, a friend was asking me to try to share something of myself through music for her, you know, to offer to her now husband. And it was called "You Remind Me of All the Good Things and Everyone I've Ever Known," and I really liked that. And again, now if that had been totally foreign to me, if I didn't know what she was talking about, it would have been much more difficult than it was. But I started thinking, when I write a song for somebody else, I still put myself in it. You know, I have experienced something of this. You know, I remember, you know, riding on buses and seeing old people, you know, who supposedly your first friends be like, before they see. But man, they really care so much for each other, and they are happier than all the other, you know, very rich type people riding along beside. I mean, there's a kind of dignity. There's, you know, I have experienced something of that, and so unconsciously I'm pulling on that. You know, I've never written a song that was totally made up, you know, that I didn't know what they were talking about. I can't do that. And live with it. You know, I can make up stuff. I've got enough craft by now to feel confident. Like, you want me to write a song about, you know, there's a Greek married, walks up to the window and says, hello, fine, I'll write you a song about that. You know, it's not mean anything. Maybe never leave it, yes?
So if you had to go out and experience what they were talking about before you could write anything along the line of work.
No, wait a minute. You mean this specific thing or just anything?
Anything.
If somebody wanted me to write, let's put it this way. Somebody wanted me to write a song about how it must have felt for a mother to receive the news during the Civil War time that her boy was not coming home. I might think about sitting down and trying to find a couple of letters, you know, that were written to try to get the feeling of it, because I'm not a mom, you know. And I, you know, I'm not a woman. I don't feel. I don't feel that exactly. But I have felt loss. And so I might or might not. I might just try to transfer that and try to get inside the feeling and then I would couch it in the terms of, you know, it's a cruel and ugly war, you know, no one will tell me really what for. He's not coming home, here I am alone, all I've got is a mother's tears, you know, and that's pretty corny, but the idea is that kind of thing. I can't recall a time when I really went and did research on experience. It makes it too clinical, and I'm too much of a romanticist to do that. That may be my fault.
Do they really make a difference in what meeting comes out? Very few of them know much about me, but I want to use the music industry and work sound with a big, well-known musician. And when I experienced God's saving grace, he wrote a song about it. And listen to it, I just thought it wouldn't catch what it meant. But a lot of people didn't. But I know that he knows. It's like that thing there. You'll recognize someone. The first time someone said he was born in the summer of 27 years. And he placed him in the room. That song was written totally spontaneously back in the closet section. A bank. Totally threw the words in.
There's a kind of thing that happens that you just can't define. I mean, you could corner me and everything else, and the bottom line is there's a kind of magic that happens. There's a kind of transcendental intercourse that happens, you know, with the feeling. And you feel it. And you can write it. And you can't write it if you don't feel it. As trite as that sounds, as much as that's been worn to the ground, I think you can tell a world difference. You know, I mean, you can't put your finger on it, but when you hear a song that is manufactured and you hear a song that is experienced, you know. I think there's something there. Personally, I'm looking for it, of course, as a writer, I believe.
George, your session today reminds me of the time I referred to, the period I spent with Robert Tristram Coffin, a New England poet, telling about how some of his poems originated. And I remember he said there was an old woman living up on the Maine coast. He said he lived in the state of Maine, probably a boat. And he said she suffered from rheumatism and a sense of sin, which is a bad combination. I remember how he said it. So he wrote a poem on this, you know. And his along with the way yours was here today, it was a very creative moment to see how he pulled a poem out of all of that. The one I referred to last time, the lanterns in the backyard. I'm just fascinated by the way the imagination seems to work in people. I like to see what it does.
Any other questions? I hope this was a beneficial exercise as far as, you know, it was a little scary for me because I've done some of the spontaneous concerts you guys in concert. This was a different thing. I was wanting to hopefully let you in on the secret part that really is, you know, it's sort of like you can't understand it. I mean, even if I wrote it out and said, now this is what actually happened, you know, you'd say, well, that still doesn't tell me what happened. But I hope you feel good about having been part of a mystical experience. I was glad. I enjoyed it.
Would you tell us what? You said that go to Nashville?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Nashville. Come back in the rat race, I'm afraid, in some sense. But you know, I'm convinced my thing is to write. That's what I should do to make a living, and I'm going to go there and hang out until it happens. And I've got a few dollars.
Well, I think I can say we're all glad he's running through here on his way.
Can you sing this to the
band? Well, I might remember it. That's the only thing. They don't seem to be at home anymore, not like before. They're old enough to know the storm. And on this very Thanksgiving day, he turns to her his own way and says,
stranger.
Change that last line. It's not strong for me. It doesn't reach out and grab you.